Palace of Peter the Great. Just Jul, the Danish messenger, about Peter the Great. After conquering Narva in 1704, Peter the Great paid many visits to the city. He stayed at the house that was located on the embankment of Narva, right opposite the Pax Bastion. Later on, this building would be called the Palace of Peter the Great. Starting from the second part of the 19th century until the end of the Second World War, this house embraced a museum exhibiting different relics related to the Tsar. In his notes, Just Jul, the Danish messenger at the court of Peter the Great, described in rich detail the Tsar and his life. The author of the notes admitted that he recorded all aspects of life in Russia, those that were good and those that were not so good. Yet the colourful figure of the Tsar of Muscovy seemed exceptionally exciting for the rest of Europe, and as seen by the eyes of Europeans, even the most negative traits of the Tsar were covered by legends. The first Russian city visited by Just Jul was Narva, where he found himself in 1709. With great difficulties and bypassing the Swedish maritime patrol, the messenger of Frederick IV, King of Denmark, disembarked on the Russian shore. In November of the same year, His Imperial Majesty arrived in Narva, welcomed by a salute of 177 guns. Just Jul managed to introduce himself to Peter the Great only at a dinner organized by the Commandant General. Later on, the Danish messenger noted, "In Russia, feasts and dinners were the most convenient occasions for squaring any matters. All questions are discussed and settled here over a glass of wine." At dinner, the Tsar, first of all, inquired whether Just Jul had served in the Navy. After an affirmative reply, the Tsar invited Just Jul to take a place next to him and started a conversation with the messenger in Dutch. "The Tsar immediately started a friendly conversation with me," remarked the Dane, "and it seemed that he was my equal and had known me for many years." With surprise, Just Jul noted that the Tsar did not have any chancellor or privy councillors as monarchs usually do, but was accompanied by a retinue of only 10 to 8 people. The messenger was also surprised by the fact that Peter the Great did not bring any travelling accessories to sit on, to drink from, or to sleep on. "He was accompanied," continues the messenger, "only by a couple of boyars and nieces, with whom he held his court jesters. They yelled and shouted, tooled, whistled, sang, smoked in the same room as the Tsar was." In the words of Just Jul, the Tsar in turn talked to him and talked about some officers and paid completely no attention to these jesters, although they often addressed him directly and shouted in his ears. Despite quite a fussy setting, the Dane managed to picture the Russian Tsar rather vividly. "The Tsar is very tall," writes Just Jul. "He wears short brown hair of his own and a rather big mustache. His clothing is simple. He is easygoing, yet very keen and smart." The messenger noted that the Tsar wore a sword taken from Carl Gustav Reichenhold, a Swedish general, on the day of the Battle of Poltava. From Narva, Just Jul left for St. Petersburg, where he got carried away in the peculiarities of St. Petersburg court life.